It's been 3.5 months since Gary Bisaw, chair of the Menominee Kenosha Gaming Authority for the Menominee Tribe, has provided an update on the casino the tribe wants to build in Kenosha. And that casino was once again in the news this week. So, Gary, welcome back to Wisconsin Eye.
Well, thank you, Steve. I said we would be back, and I'm hoping to be back again.
You will, and I appreciate you coming back. Before we talk about the letter that went back and forth this week, I just have a – there's been – since the last time you were here, it was August. Did the election for governor make any difference to your proposal for the Kenosha Casino?
It probably, in my eyes, provided more stability and a greater sense of certainty in at least the direction we thought we were going.
Okay.
So.
Do you say that because you had a governor who had his staff working on the issue for a number of years, and so you didn't have to deal with the new governor bringing, having her appoint new staff and do additional research? Is that kind of the reason?
As well as not knowing how the decision may or may not have been based, knowing Governor Walker, he said it needs to be a win-win-win. For the state of Wisconsin,
right.
For the Menominee, and for the impacted areas, including the Milwaukee area. So at least we knew what the rules are, and we were happy because we think we will meet that now.
Okay.
We were happy.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. Have the rules changed? Remember the old standards? No net increase in gaming and unanimity among the tribes to support it. And local support, which you certainly have. Nobody disputes that you've had local support. But of those three benchmarks laid down by the governor, have they changed or moved at all, Gary?
The governor had said the decision would be based off net impact, net jobs. So he said the net increase in jobs, should there be one.
Mm-hmm.
And he also talked about if this actually helps improve the economy. So he said it's jobs. So knowing that, we believe we sit in a very good situation here.
Okay. Just one more question before we get into the e-update that the governor provided. Does every delay that you don't get an approval for the casino, does that hurt the project? Specifically, does it give any openings to those that want to build a rival casino in Northern Illinois?
That expressly is a concern with us. Should Illinois be first to the market, that may or may not mean that the jobs and the build out at the Kenosha at the Kenosha Casino may have to be a smaller build out or may have to be slower in its development, just because you want to be prudent. You want to make sure that the business actually is a good business and we're doing things correctly. If we are first to the market, we know the advantages that mm-hmm. that would bring. And that, quite frankly, may also stop or slow down. Now the shoe's on the other foot. It may stop or slow down any development in Illinois. And we know that means jobs for Wisconsin, that means additional revenue for the state. It means jobs and revenue for Northeast Wisconsin. So we think it's important that we be first to the market because there is more certainty with that.
And for a Wisconsin viewer who might be looking on this subject for the first time, we're talking here about a casino and entertainment complex that the estimated cost is how much?
After the phasing, we are talking approximately $800 million.
$800 million, and the number of construction jobs, sir.
Probably the construction jobs are probably in the 1,900 range. We're probably talking approximately 3,000 direct jobs in the actual casino, and at least another 1,400 jobs indirectly, but we know that's just at that first level. If we start talking about the additional spin-offs, and if we start talking about, remember, the money that comes from the casino, easily the majority of that goes to the Menominee people.
Mm-hmm.
And the Menominee have a resolution put together where we have a plan for how we rebuild our infrastructure, how we provide services to the people, how we bring on people to help us. And when we look at the jobs that generates, which includes a great many construction workers, we have very dilapidated, outdated infrastructure in buildings and roads and all of these other pieces. You add the two, the southeast and northeast Wisconsin, within that 10-year build-out we have planned, we're probably talking over 10,000 jobs. Our estimates are 10,600 jobs.
Okay. Well, you've been talking about the economic and jobs benefits, but now let's go to the E. The governor called it an E-note, and I'm going to ask you about three specific sentences in it. And the first one is this. Due to the compact amendments negotiated by Governor Doyle, the proposed casino could cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars over multiple years, so we want to make sure the project does not have a adverse impact on our state's taxpayers and the budget. You've just talked about the benefits, but the governor said there could be some fiscal downside for state government. So I want to give you a chance to respond to this statement, sir.
Well, I appreciate a governor and a government that would look out for the taxpayers and look out for the people. I also espouse to that approach as a legislator for my Menominee Nation. That said, the Menominee had vehemently opposed the then 2005 Governor Doyle, Forest County, Pottawatomie Compact Amendments because we knew they were open-ended and we knew potentially who knows what that could cost to anybody. What we do see, and we've seen even in their compact, in the compact that was chosen by the arbitrators, that we do see that we believe that, number one, the Pottawatomie had initially talked about, and we don't even know where they got this, they had $100 million hit to the state, and it had been referenced that, oh, this is from some past monies, or past monies that they had paid to the state, mm-hmm. and they would get that back. Well, we saw their compact amendment. Pottawatomie did not include any of that in there. So I don't know where that's gone. What we think is the governor had done an extremely good job in fulfilling all of the criteria that this terrible Doyle Forest County Pottawatomie amendment had required. So he got the arbitrators, he went through the process, he now had sent in the selected arbitrator's decision, mm-hmm. so he fulfilled everything that the 2005 compact amendment had asked for. Okay. So that's done, it's completed. The state has nothing more they need to do as far as that process. Now, as far as the actual decision itself, remember the arbitrators only pick the best decision or the best, they decide between the two amendment or compact amendment that come forward. They send that to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Bureau of Indian Affairs will actually decide if this is legal, lawful, and only if they approve it will it then be included in the Forest County Pottawatomie's compact. So it has to comport with federal law, mm-hmm. and the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act specifically, besides everything else, it must follow the regs of the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act.
Well, pursuing that, another statement in the governor's email update to the citizens said this: the Pottawatomie Compact Amendment submitted to the federal government, a process you just talked about, if approved, would require the state to make an annual payment to the Pottawatomie to compensate the Pottawatomie for losses that are not covered by the Menominee. So I'm trying to understand this. The Menominee, your nation has offered to cover losses by the Pottawatomie if they incur any, if your casino is approved, correct?
The caveat is we can only cover what legally can be covered.
Okay.
Remember, if this gets, for instance, if this gets denied, which we believe it will, then there is no way legally we even could be allowed to cover those losses. This is guided by the Bureau of Indian Affairs following the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. And there is a trust responsibility within that oversight, and the feds will follow, by the feds, the Bureau of Indian Affairs will follow
BIA, yes.
The intent of the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act.
Well, how about an example? And I'm purely making up these numbers. Let's say that your casino is approved and the Potawatomi, it's verified, they lose, I'm making up a number, of $20 million. And you pay them only 10. The governor's letter seems to say that state taxpayers would have to make up the additional 10. Am I reading this right, Gary?
A couple things. Number one, there is a distinct process that may or may not be allowed for Menominee to cover Potawatomi, but the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act does not allow a tribe with its revenue mm-hmm. to basically to give it to another tribe. Okay. And especially to make them whole in that sense. So when we look at something again, like we hear that the state, the governor may not have that legal authority to basically cut a check to the Potawatomi. You know, mm-hmm. that's legislative authority.
Right.
Well, that. And we've seen the governor's council had brought that up as a concern.
Mm-hmm. That's the outside counsel specialist in BIA law.
So, in our minds, the several things, Potawatomi intentionally tried to muddle things, or make it so that whatever arbitrated decision comes out could not be enforceable. And we know that. We know they want to hang on to their monopoly. I mean, we know that. Everybody knows that. So they're trying their best to do that. Now, however, while we say that the state has concerns that maybe the Bureau should not approve this because, hey, we don't have the authority to fulfill the requirements of it. Mm-hmm. We know there are other federal laws that we believe the Bureau specifically must conform to that would not allow the compact amendment to be approved. This may or may not be a state issue, and I'm not sure if the Bureau would make its decision specifically on a state concern, because that really is a state level issue. That maybe the state needs to work out. But when you look at some of the other concerns about whether or not the amendment meets the requirements of the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act mm-hmm. and conforms to federal law, mm-hmm. we think there are much stronger issues there that will get this denied.
So you don't think the BIA is going to approve what the governor sent them this week, correct?
Right. We think the governor did a very good job in removing the Doyle piece, you know, this whole 2005. Now, we believe that, this is our belief, that the compact amendment in some form or fashion will be denied. And we thank the Walker administration and the team for walking through these landmines and clearing that out.
Okay.
Once that's denied, then the governor is free from any tailings connected with the 2005 Doyle Compact Amendment.
Okay.
So he can do basically what's best for Wisconsin.
You just said you expect the BIA to turn down this. If the BIA turns it down, I think you just said that helps your cause, your desire to build a Kenosha casino?
Well, it's another procedural step out of the way. There are many process steps through here. This is another step. Whether we talk about the subject or the content of it or not, it is a procedural step.
Okay.
So it just so happens after the decision is made on the compact amendment, that is one more procedural step out of the way.
Okay.
We believe when that is made, that completes all the state's obligations regarding the 2005 Doyle Compact Amendment. Governor did a great job in working his way through that. Now he can come back and on a fresh slate decide what he wants to do. Remember, in the Menominee Compact, we currently have an approved Kenosha Compact. It's allowable, and we already had discussed what that revenue share percentage would be. So that's in there. We are more than willing, after the denial of the 2005 Compact Amendment, this piece that they had just sent in, mm-hmm. to again, if the governor wants, come back and discuss again how we come forward, if he needs any or ask for any changes to the existing allowable compact that we have regarding Kenosha.
And the final statement in the governor's e-note, I want to ask you about, seems to be what you just said. You use the term fresh slate. Quoting the governor, following the Doyle compacts is not an indication of supporting or opposing the casino, but it is another step in the process of gathering information. So this resolves one other issue and gives the governor even more freedom to finally make a decision by February 19th?
Yes. This piece, you know, and I come back to that. I want a governor that makes sure he takes out all the landmines and he makes sure that the state's not on the hook, that Menominee's not hurt, that Milwaukee is taken care of, that Kenosha is. I commend him for working through this.
Okay.
I wish it was faster based off the Illinois conversation we had before.
Yeah.
But the reality is he has worked through this now. And he will get a determination, a letter, a response from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And we believe that also will help direct him somewhat on, who knows, on what's allowable. Now, granted, we don't know what the governor's going to do. You know, the governor, it's his sole discretion. He's the man. So after this decision has been completed, it comes back to his lap. And he gets to decide how he wants to come forward.
Do you get the idea that the governor may be nearing a decision because the Enough Already campaign ads have started again in eastern Wisconsin?
You know, people who are not sophisticated in the bigger picture believe that having the commercials is moving that the whole ebb and flow of the decision by the governor. It really is a one-man decision.
Okay.
It is the governor. And it's an audience of one. The governor had told us before, you know, tribes, others involved, there's no sense putting these on. You know, I already know what I know. I'm pulling together facts. I'm dealing with things. I know public sentiment already. I will make that determination. Don't waste your money.
Do you have an opinion who's sponsoring the Enough Already ads?
We've seen enough, and we've heard from several investigatory reporters that nexus with Potawatomi is there, and that was our belief all along. But again, they're trying to save their monopoly. Mm-hmm. So it does not come as a surprise to us.
Okay. So once the BIA rules on this, will there be any other bureaucratic paperwork or any other decision standing between the governor and his yes or no, sir?
He we have an existing, this was the Tommy Thompson approved 2000 compact amendment that allowed for Kenosha and the revenue amount. If he wanted, he could say this is what we will, what I will abide by now, and I will, you know, agree. What he may also do is say, Menominee, let's sit at the table. Now I want to speak with you on amending that compact, you know, before I get to the yes. Okay. So Menominee is more than willing to step forward and whatever fashion, whatever it takes, we want to make sure that the Kenosha area, the whole Southeast corridor and the Northeast Wisconsin area and the state taxpayers, of which I'm on, I want to see us all win. And we believe we can help the governor because we know that's also his goal.
This exchange this week in which he sent the amendment off to the BIA, do you think this helps your cause for a Kenosha casino?
We believe so.
Okay.
What people don't know, you know, and it's terrible. There's so much legalese involved, and there are so many pitfalls. And again, we know Potawatomi does not want the Kenosha casino. So they're trying to set in as many traps and mines as they can. We understand where the governor's at. We are not ignorant to the process. We understand it. So, in essence, I'm glad he's doing this. The better he does this and we dot the I's, cross the T's, the less litigation, and the better the taxpayers and others feel that he's done his full due diligence. So we understand that, and whether we like it or not, we buy into that because we understand it.
So you're still confident that whether it comes on February 16th, 17th, 18th, or 19th, the Kenosha Casino that your tribe wants to build will be authorized?
As long as he follows through with the goals that he wants, we believe we can get him there. And I believe you're going to be calling me back in to speak at some further time regarding the yes and the next steps after.
If that happens, we certainly will. Gary Bisaw, leader of the Menominee Nation, thanks so much for the update on your proposed Kenosha Casino.
And thank you.
Thank you.